Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Dez Bryant watch is still on. We'll get into that in a second. But first, you sent me something that bothered me yesterday about perfect draft fits.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cowboys not being on it. What?
No, they were not on it. The list was from, it was an ESPN insider list, 10 NFL rookies who landed with the perfect teams.
Okay.
I mean, first one that came to my mind would have been Connor Williams.
Well, the
perfect fit.
What about Leighton Vander Esch? The Dallas Cowboys are screaming for a needed linebacker. Sean Lee doesn't even count. You have to count Sean Lee as being out for multiple games. So you have a new starter. You have Jalen Smith. Like, any linebacker that they would have taken, I would have listed as a perfect need. But Jalen Smith and Sean Lee, like, Jalen Smith is still a humongous question mark. I don't care that he's not practicing with a brace. I don't care how optimistic he is. I don't care how often he tells Mike Fisher, I'm good to go. All that sounds good. I would bet that Jalen Smith is improved from last year. It's still a humongous question mark. The man could not cover. People don't want him on the field for third downs. The Dallas Cowboys compromised him by putting him out there that long because they had no other options. So to me, we can start in the first round. Leighton Vander Esch as a linebacker is a perfect fit. That was their number one need, in my opinion.
I agree.
And then I agree right there with you at Connor Williams, left guard, for what this football team wants to do with their identity.
Michael Gallup.
The Dallas Cowboys.
So I totally agree. You know, I would have thought Vander Esch would have been among them.
All right, let me hear these fits to see if they're actually better.
So this is the 10 first-year players who landed in the right spots to produce this season.
Okay.
Derwin James, safety, Chargers.
Okay.
All right. Good player.
Yeah.
Bradley Chubb, defensive end, Denver.
Okay.
Yep, to have him and Von Miller on the same side. Here you go. Christian Kirk, wideout, Arizona.
Okay.
Here's what they write about him, and this makes me wonder why he wasn't maybe considered for the Cowboys to move back up, higher to get him in the second or in the late first. It's the route running and toughness with Kirk. He can get open from the slot. There's enough long speed there, 4.47, 40, to get on top of defensive backs and coverage. Smooth player on film. Top tier return skills, playing opposite of Larry Fitz. I mean, this is going to be terrific.
Playing behind Bryce Butler.
Yeah, there
Christian
you go.
Kirk isn't Kirk can play slot, isn't he? More of a slot guy, Christian Kirk.
Yes, he can. Yeah, yes. He can go. Yes, absolutely.
All right, who else?
Sony Michel, running back, New England.
Okay, they have like four Sony Michels right now.
Sony Michel. Sony Michel to me was like what Deion Lewis was. And Deion Lewis, in my opinion, was the only running back in that whole group in New England that could do it all. Rex Burkhead has become kind of their flex back that kind of split out wide. He was catching more passes than running the ball. Mike Gillisley is like their short yardage back. But I didn't
James
think,
White.
And James White, pass catcher, third down back.
They're all pass catchers. Mm-hmm.
But Sony Michel is more than that.
Sony Michel's
a lot more than that.
He might not get 20 touches a game.
No, I don't think
touches,
he will.
Not just runs, touches.
The one thing no one criticizes New England for, and I guess you don't do it when you have Tom Brady, like balance.
Their pass game is a run game because they have such. I mean,
yeah.
If you look at like compare Tom to his yards per attempt, it's much lower than at least historically through his career. It's been lower than a lot of other guys because they use their pass game like a run game, of screen pass.
But no one ever says anything about Mike McCarthy and Bill Belichick not helping out their quarterback when we just saw the formula help out Drew Brees. Drew Brees, running game, defense on the other side, but, everyone's so cool. Mm-hmm. Brady just throwing up 60 times a game. Hard to argue with the success.
You don't argue with the success.
I argue with Green Bay's more than New England's. And maybe that's just being a slave to the win column. But you cannot tell me that Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers would not win more, have more help if they had someone that they could hand it off to.
That's true, but look at the style of play. You know, they'll take more risks in Green Bay. You know, like they'll throw the ball downfield more. You know, if you look at New England, like I said, that running game is essentially, it's a short passing game. Like Tom's yards per attempt is essentially the same as Ryan Fitzpatrick because they throw so many short passes. So that's why I don't know that they, to them, they don't really care, evidently. Anyway, Roquan Smith with Chicago.
Can't argue.
DJ Moore with Carolina.
Can't argue.
Darius Geis with Washington.
Can't argue. Redskins been searching for a running back for a while.
Chris Thompson, though, I like. I mean, not necessarily.
No, but you keep counting these. I think I like Chris Thompson. Mm-hmm. But
right, he took over for them when he was healthy.
He did, but what? There's two types of running backs, right? You have your, you have your power back, grind it out, and then you have your new school like Alvin Kamara's. Mm-hmm. So, like to me, Geis is going to be, you know, your grinder, and Chris Thompson can be your fun weapon. So you can't count on the fun weapon to me to pound the rock nonstop for teams that still want to run the football. So like,
I mean, I see what you're saying.
Alvin Kamara, the New Orleans Saints need Mark Ingram. Like Alvin Kamara to me he's more of a pass catcher.
Yes.
Right now.
But you don't think he could take those snaps. See, I guess I'm of the opinion.
But for how long? Yeah, he can do it for a 4-game spell. But like to me, like you gotta have the bruiser and you gotta have the fun weapon.
I wouldn't give him 300 carries a year. Yeah. I'd give him 300 touches a year, but I wouldn't give him 300 carries a year.
Yeah.
You'll kill the poor guy.
Do you disagree with the need? It depends what your team wants to do as well.
I mean
Chris Thompson never ran it over 16 times last year. His attempts per game, rushing, 4, 9, 4, 4, 7, 16, 6, 8, 3, 3.
But I could see him, I guess for a guy like him, I'm like 12 carries and 10 targets. That's what he gets. Now, yeah. It's not, you know, that only leaves potentially 15 more carries on the field, mm-hmm. 20 more carries on the field, who you can pick up with a couple of other guys. I think there's a new type of running back, and Thompson is in that frame. Deion Lewis is in that frame. I think Sony Michel, Kamara, both in that frame, that are like 10 to 15 carry a game guys, plus 10 to 12 targets.
That's fair. Jair Alexander, corner, Green Bay.
Yeah, they went and took two corners. They went and said, boom, boom, back to back.
This is the one that stood out to me as the side eye.
These are the best draft fits according to ESPN Insider. No Cowboys on the list.
And I don't think it's a bad idea, but Ronald Jones, Tampa, running back. Like, they need it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't know how that is a better fit necessarily than Leighton Vander Esch. I don't know. Harold Landry, Tennessee.
Okay. I don't know the state of their D-line.
Yeah. That's a really nice fit.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's your 10.
Yeah. So I got to put Vander Esch up there, but whatever. It's subjective. It's their own list. Did you see the Connor Williams video that everyone... This is how much love the Dallas Cowboys get.
Which video?
The video where he hopped up. RJ, you'll know what this exact exercise is. Is this a box jump?
Oh, the box jump, yeah.
He's box jumping on top of a bunch of weights stacked up. Did you not see it?
I didn't see this video.
He's got weights stacked up on top of the box, so it's like even extra box.
That's your standard 42-inch box, and then you add on the it's not a box, it's a platform.
Okay.
And then it looks like he's got, I don't know, 3 or 4 plates stacked up on top of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see that.
He just jumps it.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the belt?
Well, he's actually cheating a little bit. He's getting a walking head start. He's supposed to be standing there just flat.
And he's
J.J. Watt would do it the real way.
He did it with ease, though.
Yeah, he did.
How about he's shirtless on here, too? Any breakdown?
No, well, I don't approve of shirtless gym dude. Put some clothes on.
Okay.
I don't want to see you in a spaghetti strap tank either.
Okay. But the guys said during their draft show, Connor Williams walked in, 300 pounds. There's no fat on the guy.
No, there's not. I mean, he's in good shape. He does not look like a 300-pounder you would think of.
Sorry, Roy, I cut you off before you wanted to comment on his shirtless body.
Yeah, I want to comment on it. Our right side is big, but no disrespect to Frederick or Zach, but our left side is jacked, dude. Yeah. Like, him and Tyron on the left side.
We're the most cut-up nine.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see those guys at Oxnard.
Little short of the shorts.
But Connor's
little short on the shorts there, Connor.
Connor's one of these guys, I'm guessing. Like, he got scarred as a kid. You know, the out-of-shape kid got bullied. Go read his bully letter. I have, like, I know I've been sending it to you guys that I'm going to talk about every single day, but it's probably too long to get into. But he stuttered. He was overweight. And then all of a sudden, his dad said, when you finally get sick of it, I'm not going to force you. When you finally get sick of it, tell me. I'm not going to force anything on you. He goes, Dad, I'm sick of it. So his dad made like this homemade gym. He discovered the weights. All of a sudden got ripped up and shredded. So Connor Williams, a reformed overweight kid who got rid of the bullying, wrote a letter to all of his bullies from his past. Go check it out if you get a chance. So this is Connor Williams all shredded and ripped up. Dez is still unemployed.
Yes, he is.
Now, let me just say this. You are looking golden right now. You're looking good. The only way that us Desbians that wanted him back on the team, like Roy and I, the only way we can win this over you is if he goes somewhere and balls out. Because right now, right now, you are in the winner's column for saying he's not worth the money, he's not the same player, because the entire National Football League right now is telling us that you and the anti-Desbians are correct.
And it's not like I don't like Dez.
Yeah.
I just knew he was done. Or at least I think he's done.
Okay.
You know, and I think the rest of the NFL feels that way. Now, maybe the NFL is looking at it like, you know, we don't necessarily, we know that, and the national perception of Dez off the field is different than ours.
Yeah, I've even seen other people bring up the Dez video again. Yeah. I've had people text me and go, people are starting to talk about the video again. The Florio video. That Adam Schefter said he had worked on for a long time. So, like, even that's being brought back from the grave.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's got teams real scared. It's got teams real scared. No, I got to say this. I feel like we have to concede, regardless of what happens going forward now, that Choppy was correct.
Like, we don't have to do it.
We kind of have to concede that because...
No, because if he goes out there...
Even if he goes out and balls, yeah, he's going to get paid peanuts. And RJ's whole case was that he wasn't worth $16 million, which...
And then we can count... First off, the salary is 12 and a half. Second, and yeah, I'll be better called Choppy. Yeah, but they didn't offer him a pay cut.
Yeah, they didn't offer.
So our out
I'll
is,
take that.
Our out is if he puts up 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns, they were stupid not to offer. We're going to need a couple things to happen. Number one, we're going to need him to ball out. Number two, we'll say they should offer him the pay cut. Number three, we're going to need their wide receivers not to produce here big time. If those things happen, we can have a rebuttal. Right now, the NFL market is saying that RJ and the anti-Dezers were correct.
And I don't know why he's got nothing. Like, I would expect a little throwaway here. The Ravens offered him something.
Eight a year. Don't say something. Yeah. Eight a year, which he probably won't get.
And he probably won't get that. But we could be sitting here 2 weeks from now. Are we going to be sitting here after June 1? Like, maybe that they're just waiting until after June 1 when they get all their June 1 cuts.
Maybe. A couple things are happening, possibly. Number one is the phone's not ringing at all. Number two, he's being offered multi-year deals that he doesn't want because apparently he wants a one-year prove it. Maybe he's getting the one-year prove it from teams that aren't contenders and aren't fits. Maybe he's being over-picky about the situation. But when Adam Schefter says, I can't find anyone that's even willing to throw out the minimum, that's bad.
I mean, maybe the league and the people in the league know far more about off-the-field incidents than we do. I don't know. I don't think they would.
Impossible. Not with our Dez Whispers on the scene.
No, not with Mike Fisher.
Can't be possible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.